Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, this show is about celebration in so many different ways. It's also about me being really angry. Let me talk about the celebration part first. It is National Puppy Day! Woo! At least right around the corner. Rendy Shukot will be here. She's a dog trainer. We'll talk about crate training. Is that a good idea? Is that the right thing to do when we get puppies? Well, of course, I think it's the right thing to do. We will see what she says, and then how do you go about doing that? And incidentally, can you crate train an adult dog? We'll talk about all that. Also, National Puppy Day. What is that about? I will describe what that's all about and talk about a bit about positive reinforcement dog training. Another celebratory interview is our end-of-life interview. Well, let me explain that. It's celebratory because we can do something in veterinary medicine that we cannot do in human medicine, at least not so well. When it's time to say goodbye, we can. In a very different way. We have control. So the dog or cat does not have to suffer. And there are new guidelines available from the American Animal Hospital Association that are fascinating. It includes pet hospice, which is catching on around the country now. We'll talk with Dr. Heather Lenzer about that. And here's the part that I'm angry about. In Illinois, my state, this is humiliating, there are some public officials and there are certainly some organizations that want to see puppy mills thrive. You heard me right. This bill supports puppy mills. I'll explain what it's all about. The American Kennel Club is behind it, as are several other organizations. And I have a statement from the AKC. Now, I promised I would read the statement, and I will, word per word. But I have some comments about it, as you might expect, as well. As a certified animal behavior consultant, most of all, I'm here to help you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Frank in Massachusetts, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
I got a problem with my dog. I got a 10-month Yorkie. Me and my wife tried to teach him to pee in a bed. So I think he pee in a bed, but I noticed all of the house, it's spot that he usually pees. So I don't know what else I have to do. So someone told me I should murder him.
Should what? You should what?
So I don't know how to say that. It's to have his surgery to murder him.
Well, right. Okay, so... Yes, you should neuter your dog. And there are a couple of reasons for it. One, you mentioned, it really does help control his urges. But moreover, it's just the right thing to do. We need to spay and neuter our pets. If your dog were to get out and meet a hot babe who is not spayed, well, then there are puppies, and we have enough puppies. Let the responsible breeders do what they do. We have enough dogs out there. So, yes, neutering your dog as your dog grows, you'll have a better pet. Your pet, your dog, won't sniff everywhere and say, oh, I need to find this very nice-looking lady dog. It'll be way better if you neuter your pet. Yes, 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 and it can help you with the problem you have now. Having said that, if your dog's entrenched in a habit, it's possible it will continue. And at this age, I don't know if your dog's actually spraying or your dog is just not completely house-trained. So step number one would be to neuter your dog. Step number two is to take your puppy to the puppy pad. Dogs aren't known, they're not born knowing this stuff. Take your dog on a leash, even indoors, to the puppy pad when your dog does perform. And first thing in the morning, by the way, is the best time because your dog has really got to go. You know that.
Okay.
So take your dog there. When your dog goes potty on the puppy pad, have a party instantly. Have special treats in your pocket. Reward your dog. Praise your dog. Tell your dog is the most brilliant dog in the world. At the age of 10 months, some dogs certainly have bladder control, yes, but you have a very small dog with a small bladder still. And sometimes toy dogs, as you have, can be a challenge under the best circumstances to house train. So you want to be consistent. And even at this age, after the dog has had a lot of water, after the dog has had a meal, after the dog has played, and after your dog has gotten up from a long nap, your dog is going to have to go. That's a law. It's true. Physiologically, even at 10 months old for a Yorkshire Terrier, that is true. So again, take your dog after eating, after playing, after drinking, to the potty pad. Pace back and forth. That'll encourage your dog to go. If your dog doesn't go, you have a loaded weapon there. So keep your dog tethered to you. If your dog begins to lift that leg, scoop up your dog. It's a small dog, easy enough to do, and bring your dog to the potty pad. When your dog eventually does go again, reward your dog with treats and praise big time. But in the meantime, yes, yes, have your dog neutered.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I think I will do that.
All right. I hope I helped you. And... once you do have your dog neutered, if things aren't working out, I mean, the neutering isn't actually likely to be a miracle at this point because your dog has learned I can go anywhere in the house, perhaps. You know, your dog might not understand the potty pad is where I need to do my business. So you still have to, in dog language, explain that to your dog. And again, it's not through, and you're not punishing. That's a good thing. So if your dog has accidents, don't worry about it so much. Clean it up. Yes, but don't worry about it so much. Just worry about what's going to happen the next time. And again, even at this age, after your dog plays and eats and drinks, your dog has got to go.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And again, any more questions, follow up with me at this phone number, 866-554-PETS.
Thank you.
I don't know if Frank completely bought my response there. Well, our phone number is 866-554-PETS. I hope you do. Frank even sounded angry. Well, he's not the only one. Maybe it's contagious. I am angry. I will tell you what about next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Wow, this was unbelievable. I thought they were kidding me that when I was first informed about this. So let me back up and explain what this is about. There are hundreds of communities now in America, several in Canada, including very recently Vancouver, that said, you know what? We will not allow sales of dogs and cats at pet stores because we know where they are sourced from, as no responsible breeder will ever sell to a pet store. You know, I've been doing this a very long time. I have never, so far, met a legitimate, responsible breeder that would even consider dog or cat selling to a pet store. So then where are they from? Where are those animals from, those cockapoos or whatever, at the pet stores? Well, likely from puppy mills, and certainly from commercial facilities, and definitely not from responsible breeders. So what communities have done, and this began organically online, communities said, you know what, this is wrong, the selling of dogs and cats at pet stores, so we'll just stop it. And that's happened. So the pet industry has tried to fight that recently. So first, they tried going to court. That didn't work at all. The courts wouldn't even hear the cases. So then they've tried to do it legislatively, and sort of under the cover of darkness, it did work in Arizona and Ohio. And now they're trying it in Illinois. And the bill says this. First of all, it says that any community that has banned the sale of dogs and cats at pet stores, those bans, even if they're law now, have to go back in time. They can no longer be in existence. And if a community says, but I have home rule, I can do what I want, they're overturning or want to overturn home rule. That's one thing. But secondly, they're saying going forward, no pet store can be banned from selling dogs and cats in Arizona, in Ohio, and now, if this works for them, in Illinois. So they are supporting puppy mills, in essence, if you follow all that. So the supporters of this bill, and there's money behind it, include PJAC, the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council, include the American Kennel Club, or the AKC, and in the case of Illinois, the Illinois Veterinary Medical Association, and others, all who have some money, as I said, behind them. So I asked the AKC, why are you doing this? The American Kennel Club, which has problems of its own as far as public image, and that's now an increasing understatement. Wait until you hear what they had to say as to why they're supporting it. Now, I did promise them that I would read this verbatim, and when my comments are added in, I will say they are my comments. So the American Kennel Club is a strong proponent of animal welfare and ensuring the health and well-being of all dogs. Fine. The AKC is pleased, and I mean fine in a good way. That's good. The AKC is pleased to support new health and welfare requirements for retail pet stores and the consumer protection measures in Illinois, best practices and uniform standards to ensure consumer protection and safe pets bill. As written, this bill establishes health and welfare standards for retail pet owners and requires that pet stores only obtain pets from breeders that do not have health or welfare violations from the Federal Animal Welfare Act standards. But then they indicate themselves that the USDA-regulated pet dealer listings online have gone away, and removing easy access to documentation makes it more difficult for positive and transparent pet welfare and retail oversight initiatives. So in other words, you cannot go online or even ask the USDA anymore about past violations. So they say if there are past violations from wherever they're getting those dogs or cats from, they can't be sold anymore. But there's no way to know now if there are past violations. The bill requires pet stores, this continues, to disclose, this is from the AKC, health information and background information about available pets, giving consumers important information about the background and health of the pet they're adopting. We encourage all pet adoption groups to provide the same level of care and transparency as required in this bill. Well, the problem with this, as I said, no responsible breeder ever sells to a pet store. Pet stores are concerned about one thing. Their 18 to 21-year-old or 25-year-old or whatever employees, they are told to make a sale. They will ask not if this dog has a certain lifestyle. Do you have dogs at home? Do you have any questions? I'm an expert. They are not experts. They are not responsible breeders. They will ask, in my opinion, one question and my experience. Will that be cash or charge? And they're just interested in making sales, and that's all. There's more to this. It's up on my blog, stevedale.tv. I'll tell you, similar law now is coming to Tennessee. You know, it's going to spread around the country wherever there are cities that have said, we will not allow pet store sales. This is their way to fight it. And I think it's wrong because I do not want to support puppy mills. Celebrating National Puppy Day next on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Dog trainer Wendy Shucott is here to talk about crate training. It's a controversial issue among some. Still, I kind of don't get it. To me, it seems all puppies ought to be crate trained for two reasons: for their own protection, and also it helps with house training. So I'm curious, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the head. Crate training, I think people conjure up this jail that the dog is in. And really, you know, what we try to do is make it as safe a place as we can, but as positive a place as we can. And to the two go hand in hand, or they should. But you hit it, house training and safety. I have a lot of people that, you know, don't want to put their puppies in a crate. But then if you kind of give them some perspective to say, yes, but if your puppy's out of the crate, you're not going to be there all the time. Your puppy could get into something potentially even dangerous. They could start chewing on, and then you've got a real problem. So crate training helps us provide a real nice, safe place for that puppy to be when you're they're not there.
And they learn what not to do, in essence, because if they don't develop the habit of chewing on whether it be an electrical wire, which could be very bad because that can kill a puppy, or just chewing on the pillows on the sofa, rearranging your house when you're not
That's exactly it.
Don't know not to do that.
They don't.
They become in the habit of doing it.
Exactly.
And you wonder why.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want this to be a special place. We want it to be, we call it kind of den-like. So we make it a nice place that we can even create some positive associations, putting the puppy in there for a short amount of time. And then when the puppy comes out, we know we've got a better shot at getting the puppy to go potty at that point, which also helps on the back end with house training.
All right, so how do you say to the puppy, this is not a bad place?
Right.
How do you communicate that message?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, what we try to do is be with the puppy initially when they go into the crate. We can even put some nice treats in the crate, encourage the puppy to go in on their own. We don't want to shove the puppy in the crate and leave them. So being there, at least initially, also to have the puppy sleep in the crate. It's a nice, safe place for them. Again, to put some treats in there. We've even encouraged some clients to feed their puppy in there, breakfast and dinner in there. Again, that's going to help because puppies typically don't want to go to the bathroom where they're sleeping and eating. So
it's true, but you also have to be fair.
Yes.
So if you've got an 8-week-old puppy or a 6-week-old puppy, particularly if it's a small dog, small
sure.
puppy, small bladder.
Yes, exactly.
And you're leaving that little puppy in the crate while you're at work for 8 hours.
Correct.
Might that be just a little too much? And in fact, in a way, I say this word carefully, inhumane, because you're forcing the puppy to go to the bathroom.
Correct.
The puppy has no choice.
Right.
And you don't have someone, a friend, a neighbor, a dog walker, somebody come in during the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's really important to have hopefully some breaks for the puppy. You can't expect an 8-week-old puppy to go 8 hours. That is inhumane, in my opinion. So you do need to at least start thinking about, this is why we say prepare to get a puppy. Have somebody on your team that can let that puppy out. Typically, if a puppy's 2 months old, they can go about 3 hours would be their maximum amount of time. So you would expect to have an accident, and you certainly don't want your puppy having accidents in their crate when we're trying to make that a positive place. That automatically becomes a negative place for them if they're having to sit there and wait for you to come home to let them out. So yeah, you need a team. You need, you know, somebody, a dog walker, a family, a friend. You need to come home. We need to get that puppy out of the crate so that they have a shot at being successful.
Are there some puppies, perhaps a dog that was previously in a pet store? You know, are there some puppies where they may be a small minority? Probably are, definitely are, a very small minority.
Right.
But probably shouldn't be crate trained.
Yes and no. Those puppies, if they did come from a situation where they did have to go in their crate, kind of reframing the idea of a crate for them can be a little bit more challenging. But that's where sometimes we will go to lengths to make sure it's a positive place for them. I mean, we do have, you know, living in Chicago, we do have a lot of puppies that live in high-rises. To think that you're going to be able to take a 3-pound puppy out at negative 30 below wind chill is probably not going to be setting them up for success. So we do have some smaller puppies that are pad trained. But even if you're pad training a puppy to go on a pad instead of outside, I still think they need to learn to hold it. So that's where it comes into feeding in the crate in their special place. But we've had some people substitute a crate for maybe a pen or an X pen, and that's certainly a fine substitute as well.
Excellent. Great tips.
Thanks.
Rendy Shukot, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Celebrate National Puppy Day. I celebrate National Puppy Day, even if you don't have a puppy. It's okay. Learn more at Vitabone.com/learn about positive reinforcement. And by the way, Vitabone trainers, take them out on a walk with you. It's a great treat and a great idea to toss those treats every once in a while as you take a walk with your dog. 866-554-PETS is our number.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In Illinois, Sarah, I bet you're smiling. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You hear that a lot, huh? The reference, of course, is the Hall & Oates song.
Oh, right. Of course.
Of course. Of course. 1976, you probably weren't even born.
Not quite then. No, I was not. Maybe a couple years later.
So I am the only person who has said this.
Yes.
I like that. So do you have a dog or cat smiling? Is that why you're calling?
So I'm actually calling. It's an interesting scenario. I went on a trip for a total of 4 days, and I have a cat. His name is Chicken.
Well, there, right there. Now I know the problem.
So he is kind of a sassy cat, generally, and he's very much loyal to his owners,
okay.
Who are myself and my boyfriend, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were gone for 4 days, and my sister cat sat him. And when we got back from the trip, I was expecting him to be really excited to see myself and Kevin. You know, it had been 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the door, and he just kind of he's seated. He's not walking over to the door like he usually does. He's seated, and he's quiet. And he's just, his eyes are wide open, like he's in shock or something. And so, you know, we put our luggage down, and we kind of get adjusted, and you know, I noticed he's definitely acting sort of more timid than usual. He's still kind of rubbing up on some furniture, but I also have to add that he's usually a very vocal cat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very quiet at this point, and it's a little odd. So anyway, we finally get adjusted, and we're sitting in the living room, and Chicken is in the other room. And out of nowhere, I have to reenact the sound because there's no other way to explain it.
Okay.
He goes, meow, ah, 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 meow.
Just like that.
And he did it for a long time, to the point where Kevin and I looked at each other, and in alarm, we both jumped off of the couch and ran to the living room, only to see him just sitting there. There was no rhyme or reason. It's not like he was chattering, you know, at some birds out of the window, which he doesn't even really ever do. So, and he kind of did this a couple of times when we got back, and I was wondering if you had any insight on this.
Wow. All right. Did you ask your sister if he made this sound when she was there, and had you ever heard it before?
Well, I told my sister about it, and she was just like, what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. And then, he's never done anything like that before. He is very vocal, but he's a meow monster. That's mm-hmm. all.
Yeah, but very vocal. So sometimes cats will say different things, and what your cat is saying in cat language, I don't have a clue, except it doesn't sound bad. So I have a couple of questions for you. How many days were you gone? And is this the first time that you've left Chicken?
We were gone from Saturday morning at 4 in the morning through till Tuesday.
Okay. And is this the first time that you've done that?
No. We've left him alone before, but not for this long.
Okay.
This was the longest.
All right. So cats, more than anything else, like structure. And especially if the cat parents or you are home a lot for the cat, cats get used to that. And they get used to just our lifestyles. So whether you know it or not, you are probably keeping a similar schedule from week to week to week to week. And cats actually are well aware of that. As if you think about it, most cat owners know. So if for some reason you typically feed your cat at 6 o'clock and then you're on the phone at 6 o'clock one day, and it's now 6:15, 6:20, your cat will tell you, you know, I was supposed to be fed 20 minutes ago, right? I mean, we all know that. And cats, the more structured their life is, to a degree, the more they enjoy it. They know they like having expectations met, and they do have many expectations that we need to meet. I hope that isn't the sound your cat makes.
No.
Okay. So then you take that away from the cat. Your sister comes in with her schedule, and this is the first time you said that you've been gone that long. So a cat that's so bonded, as you began, I mean, you began this whole thing by saying, well, my cat's really bonded to me. So would it be a surprise? I mean, we have no way of telling the cat, I'm going to be away, I'll be back, don't worry, you know my sister, everything will be fine. There's no way to explain that to the cat. All the cat knows is that now you're gone, this other person is here, a strange person maybe, if the cat doesn't have a relationship with your sister. But in any which case, it's not you, and that is upsetting to many cats. So next time you go away, plug in a feel-away diffuser. That is a copy of a pheromone. So when your cat rubs against those chair legs or your leg, your cat is depositing a pheromone that's saying, well, this is pretty good. It's my place, and it's all about me, and I'm kind of a relaxed kitty, and it's that sort of relaxed feel that'll help a little bit. Providing different toys and rotating those toys, playing is a great stress buster. So whoever cat sits, if they play with the cat, that's helpful. But at the end of the day, you're still not there. I mean, we can do things that'll help. And it doesn't sound like your cat was extraordinarily stressed out. The other thing is...
No, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
That lots of cats... That's okay. Lots of cats will greet us at the door when we come home.
Right.
Just because your cat is not greeting you doesn't tell you that your cat isn't missing you. If just two ants come over and one ant smothers that cat and loves on that cat, and the other ant doesn't really like cats and just sits in a corner totally ignoring the cat, who's the cat going to go up to?
The one that is ignoring
right.
cats.
Because in, that's totally correct. Because in cat language, cats are not effusive in general. And listen, lots of cats do come to the door to greet us. I know that. I understand that. But it isn't necessarily impolite. Now you've become kind of a stranger to the cat. Where have you been? You've been gone all this time. I'm anthropomorphizing a heck here a lot. But you get the general idea. In any case, you haven't been there. That is fact. Now you're there. And in cat language, that is how cats greet one another from a distance and
yes.
check things out. And I'm going to come up to you in good time. But this doesn't mean I don't care about you. I'm just being a cat. And that's kind of what's going on. And I know you were surprised that you didn't get this enormous greeting that you would from a golden retriever. But
right.
But you have a cat. And
I know.
That is
it
not.
Makes sense.
Now, there are lots of cats who will run up to the door. Especially cats who live with dogs, but a lot of cats will run up to the door and like, oh my God, where have you been? And then they'll talk for an hour and a half, meow, 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 and they'll lecture you about, oh my gosh, I've been, how do you expect me to handle this alone? I had to pay for the mortgage. I had to deal with, you know, it's not easy. But other cats will just kind of hang out as if you never were gone. Other cats will hang out and they know you've been gone. They act like you've been gone. You know, it really is all individual, just like it is with people.
Right. It depends on the personality of the cat, exactly.
Totally. Now, why your cat made that noise that sounds like what?
It sounds like meow. like a little witch cackle.
I don't know. But it does sound to me like an extension. Now, if your cat's actually coughing when your cat is making that sound, that's another story. That's a medical issue. And cats normally don't cough. Incidentally, huh. So if anyone is a coughing cat, see your veterinarian, because that is a concern for me. It could be any number of things, but that is not normal. But if your cat is going meow and then making that other sound and is not coughing but just making that sound, then that's just an extension. We all talk and say different things at different times.
Yeah, his was definitely an extension of his meow.
Right.
It sounded like a chattering. Right?
Yeah, and actually, in general terms, without hearing it, I mean, really hearing it. In general terms, chattering is like, oh, I'm having fun. I'm watching something. So I don't know if your cat was watching something like the birds out the window, but not because your cat wasn't near the window. But if your cat was watching something on TV, if your cat was thinking about something, I mean, cats will even make sounds in their sleep as dogs will, as people will, you know. So I don't know, but I'm not worried about what that sound is.
Yeah. But I think for the next time, we'll definitely invest in maybe those diffusers because we have a bigger trip coming up.
No. We're going to send you at least one of those diffusers and save you a little bit of money.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so hold on so we can get your address and do that. Make that sound for me one more time.
Meow.
I love it. Sarah, keep smiling. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Our website, petworldradio.net. And earlier I was talking about this puppy mill bill. I'll tell you, anything that goes on in the world of companion animals, it will be on my blog, stevedale.tv. Well, we talked about National Puppy Day. Woo, yeah. Reason for celebration. How about National Kitten Day? I wish there was such a thing. There really isn't. But I do have a question here about a 14-year-old cat acting like a kitten. Next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Big brown eyes, silky white fur, a friendly lick to welcome you home. And what's that you say? Fleas, ticks. Time to take your pet to the vet and visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council website at petsandparasites.org for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. That's petsandparasites.org.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the radio, cat-friendly veterinary practices. Does that seem to be an oxymoron? It's really not. I'm a huge proponent, as is Dr. Elizabeth Collarin. She'll be here to talk about this next week, as well as a problem. More tick disease in more places than ever before. I mean, spring has just sprung. And already, for example, in Pittsburgh, overwhelmed with Lyme disease? What the heck is going on?
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, we recently adopted a 14-year-old cat. When we're not at home, our lady loves to sleep. We don't have to deal with training a kitten, so that's a good thing. Honey seems so appreciative, like she knows we've given her a last chance at love. Oh, I should have read this around Valentine's Day. Her only bad habit is nibbling on plants. Should we be concerned? Yes, you should be, depending on the kind of plants you have. So there are plants that you can specifically buy for cats. And one of my favorite is called the Kitty Garden. They give you seeds. You kind of grow it yourself if you have a green thumb. It's from E Smart Cat, the letter E. smartcat.com. And at many of the places where you buy your own groceries, cat grass is available to buy. And other places online, if you Google, lots and lots of different choices. They are safe for your cat to nibble on. And I'll tell you, lots of cats like to graze. That isn't unusual. It doesn't mean anything is wrong with your cat. Unless your cat is grazing and then it's all coming right back up, then I might be concerned. But I'm also concerned because I don't know the plants that your cat is nibbling on. So there's information, if you know what kind of plants you have, from the Animal Poison Control Center. You could check them out and look at the plants and see, okay, these are the plants I have in my house. Is this dangerous for my cat? If you know that your plants are positively safe for cats, I guess it's okay. But what I would also do is redirect the cat with toys, other things that when you go away, leave other things out that your cat can play with and also that your cat can hunt for. I'm talking about putting treats in different parts of the house. It may be from boredom also that your cat is doing this. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. These are new guidelines from the American Animal Hospital Association. It's fascinating what's come up now. For instance, pet hospice. We'll talk about all of this with Dr. Heather Lenzer.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Heather Lenzer from the American Animal Hospital Association is here to talk about some guidelines that have just come out. Mm-hmm. And in fact, guidelines, that's what the American Animal Hospital Association does, among other things,
yeah.
Many other things. But these guidelines are for professionals, mm-hmm. for all of us pet owners,
yes.
Essentially.
Yep.
And they're on all sorts of topics. And this topic is end-of-life care.
Yeah.
And there's some new things that are kind of out there. Mm-hmm. And one is I remember when Alice Villalobos, years ago, she's a veterinary
yeah,
superstar.
Of course.
And she said, let's call it pospice.
Yes.
And people laughed at her in hallways. You know, hospice for pets?
Yep.
Well, it turns out it's become very popular and very important to a lot of pet owners.
It really is, because the ability to work with your veterinarian to keep an animal who has a terminal disease, they have something that they're just not going to recover from. But if you can work with your veterinarian to have that animal pass away peacefully and comfortably, but without euthanasia, that can actually provide a pet owner a lot of peace, because they don't have to make that decision. You know, I've heard multiple times in the exam room people apologizing to their animal for euthanizing them, because they look at it as though they're killing their pet. And that, I mean, it really breaks my heart, because I also know that they're alleviating suffering.
Which is, you know, so nothing wrong with pet hospice.
No.
I think it's a great alternative. And I think the great thing about these guidelines is, more than ever before, there are more choices for pet owners to do what's right for them and for their family.
Right.
And for their pet, you know, because every pet situation is different.
Right.
I mean, you could have a 4-year-old pet that has a kind of cancer that there's just no way you can do anything about. And then you could have a 17-year-old dog that's almost beyond its lifespan, you know.
Right.
So it depends on a whole lot. And having those choices, I think, is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that the best thing we can do for our pets when the time is right, and when you as a veterinarian can do no more, is to provide euthanasia, because it's painless. It extends quality. I mean, you have quality of life until you can no more.
Right.
And then, you know, unfortunately then, none of us live forever, and our pets don't live long enough.
Right.
But we don't want them in pain.
No, and I think, and I do agree with you that, and I probably 100% agree with you about a year ago. And now I am really looking at hospice care with or without euthanasia as a real alternative.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And but the act of euthanasia is peaceful and actually means good death.
Literally.
Euthanasia means good death. So as a veterinarian, it's a tool that I use very respectfully and very... I look at it as though I want to respect the owner's memory of the event. And a lot of what we have in the guidelines are great tips for supporting a pet owner as they're considering about either entering into hospice care, where they may or may not end up euthanizing, because just because you do hospice doesn't mean that you are choosing not to euthanize.
Correct.
Whether or not you'll go down the path of euthanasia at home, which is something that I've always done with my pets, but it's because I'm a veterinarian, it's so easy for me to do that.
No, we've done that for our pets, too. It's our preference.
It is.
On the other hand, as I said, it's all about choices.
Right.
So I suspect there are some clients that say, no, I would never do it in my home.
Right, because they don't want... There's a spot that I did with my 15-year-old pit bull, and there's a spot in the yard that I have feelings about that spot, you know, because
exactly.
that's where we lost him. So... I just really like that we have all these different options now, and we're talking about it. And actually, and these guidelines are also including, how can the whole veterinary team help a pet owner? How can receptionists make this more peaceful? What are some tools technicians can use, and as well as veterinarians? And then also acknowledging that it takes a toll, not just on the veterinarians, because there's a lot of literature on how it affects veterinarians, but on the whole team. Compassion fatigue from this type of care is rampant in from all the way from the front of the hospital to the back of the hospital.
And I know it's in these guidelines, too, information on how to help all of us as pet owners get over, because we're grieving.
Yes, and just finding all the resources for pet loss support hotlines, counselors. We talk about pastoral care, funerals, you know, things that we didn't, you know, I'm proud of the profession for writing the word funeral in a guideline, you know, and do, because some people, you know, that's what they want for their
Absolutely.
Animal. That's who they want involved. They want a lot of people, or they don't. And so we really hope that pet owners take a look at it.
Find those guidelines at AAHA.org.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.